Moving completely to a different topic and bringing it indoors, hockey has been back in Baton Rouge for two games with one more game to go. The Raising Cane's River Center, Baton Rouge has showed up for sure so far. With an update on where we're at and where we need to be from Baton Rouge Hockey, John Clement joins us. John, welcome back, man. How are you?
Hey, Brian, doing great. How are you?
Doing very well. All right, let's start off with talking numbers before we start to make fun of our neighbors.
All right.
Numbers-wise, what are we looking at? First two games, how did we do? Did we show up?
The first two games, people showed up. They got loud. They got proud to the tune of 12,827 people. Unbelievable showing for these two games.
Is that what was expected, or did we exceed expectations here?
Our goal when we came in here was 5,000 people a game, so we are 2,827 over expected. And already for the third game, I just got numbers this morning. 5,559 are already sold, so we're running out of room for that third game. We want to try to do something we haven't done here and hasn't been done here in a while and sell that building out. So make sure last-minute Christmas ideas, those tickets look good in the stocking.
That is a fantastic last-minute Christmas idea, to be sure. Now, early on, it was thought, you know, so many different challenges for that third game because you're in the heart of bowl season at that point. How's it going to run going head-to-head with LSU football? But LSU kicks off at noon, so the way this maps out actually is in your favor.
In theory, we certainly hope so. And I mean, the people are showing, you know, it's a 7 p.m. start here at the rink, 6 p.m. doors open. And I got to tell you, I've been right at the doors for each one. People are just streaming in to watch the warm-ups, to get rowdy right away. The energy in the building, if you haven't been there, it's absolutely fantastic. So
I've yet to make it out. I've had all kinds of different things pop up in the way. So January 2nd is what I'm hoping for to get my view of it. But from the sound of things is we could very well, the idea of this becoming an expansion franchise in Baton Rouge is getting a little more real by the day. Is it too soon to start talking about plans on that front?
I have been looking at plans on that front since I put my boots down here. I'm constantly the optimist. So we've been talking about things. We've got hopefully an announcement coming next month after this last game and the legal stuff gets worked out and everything's straightened away. We're already planning. We're looking ahead because there's never enough time in the hockey world. So we're looking at next season and thinking about, you know, what it's going to be like to drop the first puck here in Baton Rouge with a team of our own to root for. And as somebody said the other night at the game, remember, you can root for Mississippi right now, but next year, that's the enemy. So.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what we're here for, to be sure. John Clement from Baton Rouge Hockey is our guest. All right. So looking ahead for the next one, you said we've already got 5,000 sold. What's the magic number to get a sellout for this?
7. So we're looking for still about 1,400, which in all honesty, very attainable. And the way that people have been reacting, like I wouldn't be surprised to see that number sooner rather than later. So I've been telling everybody, if you want tickets for this game, get on the Ticketmaster app, get on Ticketmaster, go to the Raising Cane's River Center box office and get them soon.
All right, John, let's talk a little bit about the hockey itself. I mean, Baton Rouge, not really, you know, we've had a hockey team before, but I wouldn't call it one of our native sports, to be sure. There aren't a whole lot of days on the calendar where we can just, you know, go out to the local frozen over pond and play a pickup game. Although we might have one of those this week, maybe. But nonetheless, not really, you know, what we've grown up with. So how has our adaptation been? How has Baton Rouge responded? Do we appear energetic? Obviously energetic, but is there any level of knowledge that goes along with it?
I think there is. I mean, you see a lot of people talking in the stands about the Kingfish days and, you know, their parents bringing them and this kind of stuff. So now they're able to pass it on to the next generation, which is awesome. You've seen it in other organizations that have come to non-traditional markets. We've talked about we might do hockey 101 and just have some fun with players coming in and talking with the fans and kind of introducing them to the sport for the first time, things like that. Once the team gets positioned and put in a good spot to do such a thing. But, you know, in all honesty, I think everybody got a kick out of the fights, liked the high scoring games that we've seen so far. And, you know, the first game went to overtime. So, you know, you get a real taste for what hockey's like. And in games like this, where even high scoring games, you normally see people start to funnel out. It wasn't until the final buzzer that people were taken off. So people are hungry for what we've got here, and whether the understanding's there or not, they're staying for the whole thing. So,
all right, let's start with the hockey 101. All right. And yeah, high scoring is always a good thing. We do like offense to be sure. Let's start with the hockey 101. What would be the top three things that a Baton Rouge wannabe hockey fan needs to know before stepping in the arena?
Well, let's see. From back in 2003, the home jerseys have changed colors. So the home team is the team not wearing white. That's a little different. So you're rooting for the team in the colored jerseys.
All right.
Offsides is a big one, because that's one that tends to confuse quite a few people. When a player enters the zone before the puck, that's offsides. Will blow the play dead, and they'll face it off right there outside the zone.
Okay.
And let's see. Third one would be icing. That's the other one I hear get questioned a lot. Puck goes all the way down. The player hasn't crossed the center red line. They throw the puck down, and the other team gets to it first. That brings the faceoff all the way back to the other offensive zone, and that team gets a chance to take the faceoff in their offensive zone.
All right, let's break this down, because I want to sound smart when I go. So,
okay.
Offsides is obviously not like it when offsides in football. You're not lining up in the neutral zone. But this, if I can make a comparison to basketball, offsides would be similar to having a run out, having a fast break.
Yeah, similar. Yep.
Why is that frowned upon?
Well, when it's before, it's when the puck hasn't crossed the line, but one of your players does cross the line. You don't want to have the players getting deep in the zone and potentially creating room for injury when a player is skating backwards and coming back on defensive play, and possibly could cause some injury if they run into that guy behind them.
So the bottom line there is get back on defense.
It really sounds like
you're stopping a run out, so get your butt back on defense. Work both sides of the ice, to be sure.
Well, they've eliminated the two-line pass, too. I'm not sure if that was a thing in the ECHL back in the day, but the red line's no longer a counting line, so
okay.
It's gotten a little more offensive-minded.
Follow-up question. What is a two-line pass?
A two-line pass used to be you couldn't pass the puck over two lines, so you couldn't pass it past the blue line and the red line to another player. And again, this rule was abandoned back about the time the Kingfish wound up their tenure here.
So you got blue lines and red lines.
Yep. So if you pass it over two lines, that would be blown back and taken back to the spot of the pass for a faceoff.
Let's talk about fighting. And I heard a number of reports that fights were aplenty last time out. Okay, so fighting isn't necessarily discouraged, but are there rules within the fights?
I mean, there's. Not exactly rules. Fighting is fighting. But there is a player conduct code, I guess I'd call it. Nobody's going to take their helmet off and try to beat each other with the helmet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fisticuffs, basically. It's gloves come off. Helmets, as of last year, I believe it was, now have to stay on. But they still do occasionally make their way off the guy's head. So, no, there's not exactly rules to fighting. But you see it, they get 5 minutes, they come back out, and they can do it again.
Okay, so what lands someone in the penalty box, and what determines the time?
There's minor penalties, which are your high-sticking, cross-checking, flashing, roughing. Then there's the major penalties, which mostly is fighting, and then the double minor for high-sticking if the guy's bleeding after you've high-sticked him. That's a four-minute double minor, actually. But fighting's five, then you get your additionals, which can be 10-minute or game. Depending on the severity of what happened, checking from behind, if you hit a guy into the boards from behind, if you can see his numbers the whole time, that's a hit from behind, and that'll get you 10 or a game. So,
what stops a fight? I mean, do they just punch until they punch out? Like, I'm just tired now?
It depends on the officials. Usually it's still one guy's in a dangerous position where his jersey's over his head, where he's gone down to the ice. Then the linesman will come in, and everybody respects the stripes. So they hold off and roll back. But sometimes it's just worked out to a draw. They punch themselves out and head to the box.
I mean, I like it. You work it out like men. That's just how it should be. He is John Clement from Baton Rouge Hockey. We got one game to go January 2nd. Like John said, tickets are going quickly. There's more than 5,000 already sold. That magic number for a sellout is 7,000. John, you and I are going to be talking a lot because it's looking like we're going to have an expansion franchise here. So, get ready for more stupid questions about the rules of hockey in the future.
Hey, I'm looking forward to it. And don't forget, this last game, we've got specialty Baton Rouge Pro Hockey jerseys. If you haven't seen them, get on our Facebook page. They're going to be available for auction. Both teams are going to wear them. It'll be a great time.
Fantastic. Both teams are wearing, but you're pulling for the one in the colored jersey. See, I might not know, but I can learn. John, I appreciate the time, man.
Have a good one.
You too.